What's up, guys? Welcome back to another additional 101 Sports and Guard Sports Card episode. As always, I'm Nathan Holloway, and with me, Jerdrus.
What's going on? So, we got some releases Wednesday, tomorrow, because it's Tuesday. Topps Transcendent Baseball. Horrible. Too expensive.
Everything is.
Yeah. Thursday, Finest Basketball. Ugly. Friday, Prism NASCAR.
Yeah.
And then 2024-25 Donruss Soccer.
I wonder how much NASCAR is. I'll buy some eventually, like down the road.
Yeah.
You know, whenever, like, after a few months goes by and it's, like, dirt cheap because nobody buys it.
Yeah. Probably coming out, like, 140.
RBI doesn't even have it on their thing. We got pushback. Panini's saving it. They're saving it till that clash. 125.
It's not bad, actually. I don't think it would get any cheaper than that. How much did you pay for one last year? That same price, pretty much? That was like 2 months after, 3 months after?
Yeah. I opened up two last year. Yeah. Is Shane Van Gisbergen on the cover?
Is he actually?
Is that Shane? Why is every picture the same?
That is Shane. What was it, Bubba?
That's not Bubba. It's definitely Shane. Darryl Waltrip and Dale Earnhardt Jr. dual auto?
I thought he was about to say Dale Earnhardt. Just seen him like, what? Was it a cut?
That would be, why don't they make cuts?
That'd be sick.
I forgot they do color blast. I still need that Matt Kenseth color blast. Expensive.
So color blast. Me and DOJ.
He doesn't have one.
He's a stink glass.
Has Donruss came out? Wait, this is 24. So they're not even.
Yeah.
So 23 Prism came out during last season. And good job, Panini. Get 24 Prism, you know, with 2 weeks left before the season starts.
I think it's 24. I don't know.
It is 24.
Okay. So, some news. Target, with the whole Pokemon boom, and people punch each other for Pokemon cards. If that's you, you're a piece of shit. And you're an idiot. I hope you step in dog poop. And smelly, stinky dog poop. Can't ever get it off. Because people like you suck.
Okay.
I didn't say like anything bad. Just said stuff is a dog poo poo. It's not like I said, you know, like.
Yeah, things. We get it.
So they're limiting to three poor person per day, and Target reserves the right to limit quantities of items to be for sale or beyond reasonable level a guest would use. So if the reseller policy is, when approached by a reseller, explain that Target no longer sells resellers in order to allow the ability to purchase and remain competitive.
How are they going to know they're a reseller?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
It doesn't matter.
Dang, that sucks. Now that means I can't go in the back and buy out everything. Damn! I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not a dick. For one, I won't open up or buy any more of this crappy set. Because that's exactly what it is.
It's very tough. Very hard to pull anything. And some of the all-ups just ain't good. Arguably, next set's way better.
I do like the Pokeball and Master Balls.
Yeah, those are cool. I like those. Let me move on with Pokemon fight. Topps Chrome Football is officially back. Pre-orders have already sold out within a minute. For how much?
$3.19.
Let's talk about this real quick. I'm going to go first.
Why do you have to go first?
Because I want to. Because we're probably going to agree on it, so it doesn't really matter. It's way too expensive. I wouldn't pay $150 a box for this. Is it one auto or two autos now? Again.
No.
Still.
The checklist is huge.
Yeah. And
so if you think you're going to easily pull the Jaden Daniels or, you know, Drake May or Caleb Williams auto, you're not. You're going to pull some guy that hasn't played since the 80s and was probably good, but he signs way too many cards.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be like $2.
It's also non-licensed, which I don't mind non-licensed cards. I buy Panini Baseball and I buy Leaf. They make an effort to make the image not so, you know, bland that you can clearly tell it's...
Not like from the cover of Topps Chrome where it has, you know, Caleb Williams facing you with his helmet, like, perfectly where you can't see the logo.
Yeah. Like, that's good. Good job. Why don't you do that to the damn cards? I mean, look, the first picture, CJ Stroud. Horrible picture. Next one. Tom Brady, clearly as day. Caleb Williams, a better one. That's a better photo. Side, he's covering up the front. Good photo choice.
I'll admit, most of the orders are on card.
Yeah. The Toxicom usually is. The Jaden Daniels, what is
that's
that?
That's not true.
Yeah, that's true. Drake May, disgusting. These are ugly. These are disgusting. And it's just because, oh, it's Toxicom. Who cares? It's unlicensed. It's going to be just like basketball. It's going to come out stupid prices, the hype's there, and it's going to absolutely die down because people realize, oh, this product sucks ass.
Just wait until they actually have the license. And that $320 is going to be $700. Or more.
Don't buy retail this product either.
No.
So.
If you're buying football... The only thing I would be buying right now is Prism.
Yeah.
Or Donner's if you want to go downtown.
If you want to go boot
communication. Hey, honestly, buy anything right now because Jaden Daniels' prices are stupidly expensive.
If he goes to the Super Bowl, I'm selling.
There were PSA 10 base Prisms that were selling for over $3,000 after he won.
Yeah.
Those cards will be $100.
It's a Mac Jones.
Except it's he's much better.
Yeah, but it's going to be like the Mac Jones. But like they sell for like a grand or two, you can pick up that card for $5. Buy it now, and no one's buying it still. I thought about selling a PC, like a new PC, of like guys that were so freaking hyped and they're so expensive, and then like.
You can buy Wander.
I would. Because he's cheap, and it's part of the memes and stuff. And.
Hey, you know, Henry Ruggs, he gets he's set for parole next year.
Yeah.
He could come back.
And then people like, you know, Anthony Bennett, Chris Bryant, Will Miles, you know, people like that, you know, even Zach,
like how you said, I like how you said Anthony Bennett. Anthony Bennett was not hyped. He was not hyped at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he was the first overall pick. He was not hyped.
Still, it's a bust. Collecting bust, cool.
Peja Stojakovic.
Yeah.
Not Peja Stojakovic. Yeah. Darko Milicic, that's what I'm thinking of. So has more rings. Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. There's a bunch. It's a cool PC I would like to do, but I have too many PCs as it is now, so I probably don't need to install another one.
You need to get rid of about 50.
2025 Top Series 1 will feature based on-card autographs. It's literally on the flagship just card, just a lighted out space. It's cool, I guess, but I will not be opening Series 1 with all the changes they made. F you, Tops, for doing that. I'm still salty about that. And then, are you got anything you want to add in these? You can. Just cut me off. Okay. We got big Kaboom changes for 2025. The super popular Kaboom, you know, of course, it's getting a change. The vertical Kabooms will be in the 2024-25 Revolution Basketball.
I hate it.
With the green, gold, and the one-of-one blacks are new. And the Panini is going back to the cartoon design for the art, which I like. I like the cartoon design a little bit more.
I don't, and it's also ruined Revolution because Revolution Hobby Box are now $200 minimum.
You used to be able to get them from $95 to $100.
And it is one of the best basketball products because although you're not guaranteed an auto, most of the time you're going to get one.
And it's a good auto, usually. And the Galactics look freaking awesome.
And now they've completely ruined it, and I Well, for one, I wouldn't buy Revolution this year anyway, because they had to do something to get people to buy it. Because, my God, this draft class is terrible. If you're buying anybody out of this draft class, which there are some guys to buy, I'm going to be buying some. Especially Stephon Castle, especially if he has auto. So yeah. I'm going to buy the crap out of him. But buy singles, because I guarantee you, everybody in this draft class is singles, unless it's, you know, low numbered or a case hit, is going to be much cheaper than any hobby box you buy.
That's everything now, right now, though. That's every box right now. It's not small token boxes right now, unless you just have a lot of money and you're just sick in the head. The only thing I buy is Pokemon, and I bought, you know, Prismatic, and I'm done with it now. If I find it in the wild, I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I might buy a couple to resell it because it's not worth it. Or...
You came on just talking about reselling.
No. I'll hold it for the future. Knowing me, I'll probably open it because I can't hold anything sealed. Because, you know, I think I can pull the Umbreon, which I've done once. So...
I wouldn't even want to sell the card. The best one is the Jolteon, where it's... Of all the Eeveelutions, the one where he's, like, running.
You like the Jolteon the most? Yeah. That's a lot of these people's least favorite.
And that is my favorite
one. I love the Espeon. The Espeon's sick.
None of them are good artworks. At all. Whoever they hired that did the artworks for any card that they made, almost any card, because there are some that are okay, they deserve to be fired. And the only reason this set is, you know, I've seen this from a lot of people. Like, a lot of people have been saying that, you know, they don't like the artworks. Like, this set is very overrated. But then, like, one person said, the only reason people like this is because when you see Umbreon...
You go nuts.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a miracle they haven't made just, you know, like, an Umbreon and Charizard set.
Give it time.
Be 50 SIRs of both of them. You wouldn't be able to find it, and there would be people shot over it.
Yeah.
You ain't just getting punched in the face, you're getting some lead in you.
Yeah. What was I? I don't know, but yeah, you know, that's the changes. Of course, Topps signed a pretty big guy that's going to take from Panini, and it's Cooper Flag. He is now a Topps exclusive signee.
They already have the Duke license, and they're going to have basketball license next year. Yeah. Anyway.
Wokusaki has his first trading card. It's disgustingly ugly. Why buy it? Right?
Yeah.
More tops now. Jane Daniels, historic playoff run, gets his own trading card. Once again, horrible photo. It's him freaking... I don't know if it, you know... But hey, you have a chance of getting a one-of-one, game-one Nike tag that has the inscription, 1-18-25, 350 total yards and 2 touchdowns. Scratch my ass. Who cares? Do you care? You gonna buy any of these to get it?
I don't buy tops now. Never bought one, never will.
True.
The only thing that Topps does... That like the certain cards is like when they did the Project 70,
yeah,
all of them, because them are actually somewhat, some of them are cool, some of them are like, what the hell is this guy?
I mean, I got drawing. I have two. I got a Tony Gwynn one with Snoop Dogg. I love that card. It's my favorite card. And I got a Mike Trout with a bunch of angels in the back. I love that card.
I have three. I got two Bryces and then the whichever Wendy one they made where it looks like a downtown.
Yeah. I thought that card's undervalued, but they made billions of them.
It's only like $30. You get in a 10, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. So speaking of more, you know, Pokemon, McDonald's has Pokemon packs in the Happy Meals.
I want the Rayquaza box.
I will probably be going to get some, because,
you're an idiot.
I've done it in the past years, and why not? There is an Umbreon in the set, but it's not the holo. Which is kind of sad. If there was an Umbreon Holo in this set, you would have people killing kids for the Happy Meals. You'd like, give me... You'd probably hold up a kid. Give me your Happy Meal, kid. Like, what dick. These are all old artworks. These are no new artworks. These are all old from sets. So, don't get excited. It's not new artworks. It's just... The holofoil on them is really cool. I will probably buy a couple just to try. And,
of course you will.
Happy Meals are the best deal on the menu. So...
I haven't had a Happy Meal since I was a kid.
So the boxes is the Charizard. Yeah, Dragonite with the Pikachu. I love that one. It's my favorite one. The close you get the Rayquaza. Sick. And then you have Roaring Moon. Could have just gave a Salamence instead of Roaring Moon. Dude looks like he has a freaking toupee on his head. I mean, I like Roaring Moon because, yeah, I like Salamence. If you don't know, Salamence is one of my favorite Pokemon. Just like flying.
Yeah. Just like basically everyone that's ever been made.
I don't like every Pokemon ever made.
Damn near it.
I like the art looks. But Salamence is cool because he has a... He's just cool. He's a cool dragon. And Tyranitar's awesome. I love
Tyranitar. You want to keep going on?
Yeah, I could.
Anybody else?
Cubone. It's my favorite. Want me to keep going? Unlock Pokemon cards... Do the TCG Pocket rewards when you get a Happy Meal. So it's kind of a TCG Pocket collab too. And then probably the biggest news, I don't believe it yet because there's been no pictures of the card. But supposedly, the Paul Skeens 101 debut logo patch, MLB debut patch, was pulled by an 11-year-old kid who supposedly...
In LA.
Yeah, who supposedly his dad is a breaker. Everyone that thought was not going to a breakout kind of is.
I just love that, you know, it's all, LA has all the fires going on, these guys are worried about opening up Topps Chrome Hoop.
Yeah. So
hey, but you know, maybe the price will go down now.
No. Topps Update Jumbo is almost, is over $1,000 the most. You have to be an idiot if you're opening that. I'm sorry, if you're opening that, what is wrong with your brain?
I saw a guy open a case of it.
It's ridiculous. You don't pull, like, a freaking gold Skeens, you're screwed.
It's not worth it. It's
ridiculous.
It's bad.
What's going on right now?
Also, it should drop in price. And for all the people... That's all it's been today. After it happened, Topps included, was like, oh, this is the card that the Pirates offered. If I'm the kid, and I'm that kid's family, I'm telling the Pirates to screw off. And I'm selling it.
Yeah.
That's going to be... That's going to be his best card ever. And sell it now.
Yeah. I get it graded. Get it fast turn around. And then probably put it up as soon as spring training starts. When baseball starts to come in. Then you sell it. That's what I would do. But, you know, I don't have the card. And I would never have a card that big. Because my luck is horrible. It might be the worst luck.
You can buy one.
I can buy one.
Yeah, you can buy one. Then you have it. Buy the Skeens.
If I was going to buy one, buy Noelvies. I think it's still worth like $9,000. I'm not spending that much on Noelvies.
Because he's not worth $2.
No. Buy, sell, hold. We have three guys, of course. Two baseball, one football. I'm going to go with a guy that just got introduced to the Hall of Fame. I like to do these every now and then. A veteran. Ichiro.
So, it's a great time to sell.
I say sell and hold. Ichiro is one of the greatest players of all time. People love Ichiro. The more and more autos that become with him and Shohei, and then now you're probably going to have a freaking six-way auto. You're going to have a booklet of just Japanese players. You're going to have Hideki Matsui, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Roki Sasaki, Shohei Ohtani, Ichiro. That's going to be a booklet. I guarantee it. That's going to bring the light back. Ichiro is one of the most collected guys ever. I think it's a good time to sell now, then buy later, and just hold. He is one of the greatest players of all time. And people love Ichiro.
I'm not one of
them. You're a freaking weirdo.
I respect you as a great. Just didn't like him.
Great. Just great.
It's a Hall of Fame.
Should be unanimous, but we're not going to get into that in this one. Next guy. They just lost because Jill Goff decided not to know how to play the game of football again. And Jameel Gibbs.
So, it's a great time to sell. This team's not going to be as good next year. If you listen to the sports episode, I told you that. I'm not going to go back into it. So, if you haven't listened to it, listen to it.
What a plug.
But sell.
I'm going to say sell now because it might be too late to sell, Eddie. But he had a great year. And then by the offseason, I think he's going to be one of the better running backs. I think he's the best running back in the class. I think he's better than Bijan. He gets more credibility than Bijan.
He's not better than Bijan. Bijan had a much better year than he did with a much crappier team.
How much did you hear, though, of Bijan? I didn't hear much of Bijan at all.
No crap, because he had freaking Kirk Cousins throwing 20 picks a game.
Exactly. I still think Jameel Gibbs is good. He's going to be really good. Of course, running backs are very risky. I don't like him buying running backs. I just don't like him buying football in general. If you're going to buy football, buy the GOATs and solidified players. That's what I do. Because I'm not, you know, trying to buy a guy that is potentially ends up being, you know, if you get Mac Jones or Kenny Pickett. I'm not about that. If you're going to buy anybody... If you're going to buy anybody else, but... If you buy anybody else and you don't want to buy QBs, buy receivers. I think. Next guy. A guy that had so much hype coming up into his rookie year. Kind of. He played decent, just not as good as people thought. Wyatt Langford.
Dang, I was really hoping to go 3 sells today. Bye.
Yeah. You guys know how big I am in Wyatt Langford. He is really cheap now. He was one of the most expensive guys coming into the year. He is now very cheap.
Just like his teammate, Evan Carter, who's also a buy.
Yeah. I think Langford's better than Evan Carter, in my opinion. Langford's younger, too. And he's more toolsy than Carter, Evan. I think Langford's going to snap out of it. If he has a bad year this year, don't give up on a guy. You know, sophomore slump, maybe. But I like Wyatt Langford. He's very underpriced right now because of his season. And, you know, you have Paul Skeens, Ellie, Jackson Mayo, and Jackson Chulio. And you have people still thinking Jackson Holliday's going to be the boy. Which I'm not, you know, dissing on Holliday, but he's not going to be the guy of things. He's going to be a solid ball player, but he's not going to.
More pump for Ethan.
Next coming.
Be a national.
Yeah.
He's better.
Yeah. Next guy. Not next guy. Overrated, underrated. Topps Transcendent.
Overrated. Here. Let's just do every Topps product from 2024 on. Overrated. Because they're all too damned expensive. And Topps sucks. Because you know why? Michael Rubin sucks. Every week.
Transcendent's very overrated. Some of the cards aren't that cool looking. Now, the cut autos on it are awesome, but you're also spending like $25,000 to get the box. So, it's very overrated. That's all I got.
That's all I have as well. Thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week, and as always, keep on collecting.